Alright, let's just review Carmelist one more time. So we said that that according to Rashi, the Carmelist, Rashi says, he says it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right, on Vav Amud Aleph, because it's Doma is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, right? Because it doesn't have mechitzos, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim because it's not like Digle Midbar. The lovely he lucha the Rabim Avidi, right? And also Rashi says on Beis Amud Beis, was it Beis Amud Beis? Says Carmelis is like a forest, right? Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, Gimel Amud Beis, right. That he says it's She'ein lo hiluch tamid l'rabim V'lo tashmish rishus yachid. Right, so we're trying to be medayik in Rashi. That Where does Carmelis lie on the rishus yachid, rishus rabim spectrum? Right. In other words, question is there a spectrum? Right, in other words, you have two extremes. You have Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Is there a gradation between them, or not? Right. And if there's a gradation, then something in the middle, would you consider it? Is it proper to speak about it like as more like one than the other? Is that very too abstract? Huh? Not in a good way, in a bad way. In other words, are they two extremes of one thing? Like color, you say. Or light, you know, light and dark. So those are the two, brightly illuminated and pitch black. Those are gradations of on a scale of measuring light, right? So, or are they just two? And you can say that if it's dimmer, it's a little bit less light, and somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean? But what do you say? No, there's. What do you say? There was just Yachid and Rishus Rabim, two absolutes. There's no such thing as an in between, right? There's no such thing as an in between. Exactly. And if there's an in between, is it proper to speak about it as more one than the other? Right, Rashi seems to say that once it's a Carmelis, right, we were trying to be medayik from Rashi that it says it's not a Rishus HaYachid, so he says because it's Doma to Rishus HaRabim. And when it says it's not a Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't say because it's Doma to Rishus HaYachid. Right, now, if I would say gray, between black and white is gray, because, well, it's a little bit like black and it's a little bit like white. It's gray, a little bit like black, a little bit like white. But Rashi's not describing it in those terms. Right? He's saying it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim because it's not like Diglei Midbar. Right? And also, on the Rashi and Gimel Amud Beis, I just need to warm up a little. Sorry if it's getting off a little. On Gimel, it has been a while since we've been in this. And Gimel Amud Beis also, he says, can we detect the difference between the way he's describing it with regard to Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid? By the Ya'ar, he says it's a Carmelis. Why? She'eino lo hiluch tamid l'rabim, right? V'lo tashmish Rishus Yachid. So with regard to the Rabim, he's saying in a qualified way. It's not a constant tashmish of the Rabim.
It definitely sounds like he's saying it's more like Rishus Rabim, right?
Right. And by in terms of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he says it's not the Tashmish of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So we were medayik that the Carmelis really is what? Is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid at all, right? But it's not the proper shear of the Tashmish of the Rabbim to be the Rishus HaRabbim of Shabbos. Right, we're going back to our idea that there has to be Hotzos Mishkan. So Rashi's learning like this, that Rishus HaYochid is what? Rishus HaYochid is an absolute. Right? Rishus HaYochid is an absolute. Now, that is designated to a Yochid. Right? That's a certain type of an absolute. Once it's open somewhat, it completely loses the shame of Rishus HaYochid. Okay, now it's in the realm of belonging to, now it's in the realm of Rabbim. The other thing is, that's what he's saying, not every Rishus that has a quality of Rabbim, it's the Rishus HaRabbim of Shabbos. In order to be the Rishus HaRabbim of Shabbos, it has to be the Rabbim of Digle Midbar, which is 600,000 Tadir, right? So in our spectrum, it would be sort of like from pitch black to complete light. And there's a little bit of light is not black anymore, but it hasn't fulfilled the shear of complete whiteness, right? Of complete illumination. But you wouldn't say it's a little bit pitch black. Maybe you can argue with that example. But just to, I dare say, illuminate. Yeah. Yeah, so we're trying to be medayik that in Rashi, that he's really saying Rishus HaYochid is an absolute, but then, and then everything else is given over to varying degrees of Rabbim. So the only thing is, it's going to be a karmelus until it's the proper degree of Rabbim that's Doma LeMishkan. That's Doma LeDigle Midbar. But in the Rambam, we're going over this, right? I'm not boring. Okay. But in the Rambam, it seems like he's the opposite way. Right? Because when he describes the karmelus in the end, and he says it's like the Almona, so he says that what? He says it's not a Rishus HaRabbim, right? What does he say over there? He says, he says, yeah, right. Kain elu harishuyos einam rishus harabim velo nishlemu bohem tanoi rishus yachid. Right, he says just like an almana who's not what, she's not a besula, and she's not a married woman. See, that's the type of thing. It doesn't seem like there's a spectrum. It just doesn't seem like there's a spectrum. But anyway, but so too this rishus is not a Rishus HaRabbim, but it's not yet completed its Rishus HaYochid. So he sounds like he's going the opposite way. Right? It sounds like he's saying a karmelus is an incomplete Rishus HaYochid. According to Rashi, we were saying it's not a Rishus HaYochid at all. It's a degree of Rabbim, but not the proper degree. According to Rambam, he sounds like he's saying the opposite way. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Rishus HaRabbim. Sounds like he's taking that as the absolute. But it hasn't fulfilled the Tanoi Rishus HaYochid. So when you have something lying in the middle, how do you know which one it's completely not and which one is just an incompletion of?
It's not what you're measuring. Right.
Yeah. So what do you say? In other words, you need to understand the definition. In other words, what does it mean to say it's an incomplete Rishus HaYochid? What does that mean to say? It's not a Rishus HaYochid. What do you mean it's an incomplete Rishus HaYochid? So we'll call it an incomplete Rishus HaRabbim. Right? Why is it more proper to say it's an incomplete Rishus HaYochid?
The absence of Rishus HaYochid is really Rabbim. Right? I mean, we said that the absence of Rishus HaYochid is really Rabbim. It's not Rabbim enough for Shabbos. But it's still Rabbim.
It's an incomplete... In other words, let's say I had a half-built house. Right? So would you say it's more proper to say it's an incomplete house, or it's an obstructed clear land? You know what I mean? In other words, the two extremes are there. One extreme would be clear land, right? The other extreme would be a complete house. So I got the frame up. So is it just a semantics, or is there really an idea that is more properly considered an incomplete house, or a slightly overdeveloped empty piece of land, or an obstructed piece of land? Okay, so the guy's saying that it depends on how you define the thing. If you're defining something as an absence, if that's its nature, right? Totally on an absence, like over here, like Rishus HaRabim, you're going to say is that which is completely roy for Drisus Rabim. That's its definition, right? But he's saying its definition is what? But its definition is really totally on an absence. In other words, there's no features of building. You don't construct the Rishus HaRabim. It gets its roy. It's roy because it's free of obstructions. Right? You don't need a positive quality there. You just need it to be roy. And what is its roy? Roy for Rabba means it's unoccupied by anything else. Right? It's unoccupied by anything else. That's part of it. But a Rishus HaYachid is a construction. So there's such a thing as a partial construction. Right? There's such a thing as a partial... If its definition... This is what you're saying. Let's think about it. Let's think this through carefully. If the thing's definition is through a positive... a positive structure... Right, like a house. A house is a dira with a whatever. So then you'll say that has a certain structure, right? The presence of this structure gives it a certain quality, and what? And it's partially here. Yeah. But by the Rishus HaRabim, its definition is what? The complete absence of any other purpose. Right? What makes it Muchan and Roy for the Rabbim is, I mean, aside from the fact that it has to be Roy for Drisa, I'm not putting that into the equation right now. But is its lack, it's that it has the absolute lack of any other. In other words, the Rishus HaRabim is not a positive thing, right? The quality of Rabim only exists where there's no other quality there. Like pitch black. Pitch black is the complete absence of light, right? You don't construct pitch blackness, right? You don't build it. You don't make it. There's no positive entity that qualifies it. On the contrary, it's defined by the absence of any other quality. So when you're dealing with, when something's definition is built on an absence, when something's definition is totally on an absence, right, you can't say you're partaking of it. There's no such thing as partaking of it. That's what you guys are saying. But Rishus HaYachid, you're saying, is what? Is a properly qualified type of an area. Right? Once you're in the realm of structures, so now you can say, this structure doesn't completely express it. It only partially expresses it. This structure is an incomplete structure of what would properly qualify it.
Trying to accomplish this, but doesn't get there. There's not that quality yet. You see the intended quality.
And you do build things slowly. I mean,
you have to see the intended quality.
Yeah.
There's a difference between
the
house and
the door. Is it? Right. In terms of the house, you have to say the question is this improved land, but not completely improved, or right? In terms of the house, you're right. You don't have a house at all until you build the roof. But in terms of qualifying the land, so we're saying Rishus Yachid is a certain type of a qualified land. So you can say that half of it, you can say half, one wall or two walls will partially qualify, but not give you the full quality that you're looking for. It's an incomplete qualification. And now let's just throw it back to the Basula and Almana case. Which way would you say the Almana is? In this, as an Almana, is she like the Basula but not completely, or is she like the Ashes Ish but not completely? So Solomon is asking a good question. He's saying that you only watch the comparison between an Almana and a Carmelist. An Almana first has to be an Ashes Ish, and then she loses her status, right? But a Carmelist doesn't have to first be a Rishus Yachid to become a Carmelist. It's true. It's not a perfect example. But I would say one thing that's interesting. In terms of answering the question, is she more like a Ashes Ish or like a Basula? I think there's one very simple experiment that would prove it. And that is, she can regain her status of Ashes Ish, but she can never regain her status of Basula. Okay?
She can become.
So what does that tell you? That Basula is an absolute absence of any qualification. Once she was qualified legabe ishus, it can never be undone. In other words, the almana is a woman who is partially qualified legabe ishus. Right? And an ashes ish is a fully qualified by the institution of ishus. So that's what the Ram, I think, is trying to say, is trying to explain over here, that almana means qualified, partially qualified by Ishus. Okay, whatever, you don't have to. The point is, right, you understand what I'm trying to say? So therefore, he's showing you that Besula and Rishus Rabim are both defined by their lack of any quality, of any qualification. Right? In other words, the shame Besula is chal on the woman who has no quality of Ishus at all. And the shame of Rabim is chal on the karka that's completely not qualified for any other type of particular use. Okay? Of course it has to be Roy. It has to be Roy. So ocean is not Roy. But the Rishus HaYachid is qualified by the proper qualities. So that's like the Ashes Ish. Now it happens to be that you can take a Rishus Yachid and turn it back into a Rishus Rabim.
No, you didn't.
But that doesn't work the other way.
The thing itself, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, you can never. Right. Right. The only thing is, by an Ishi, you can never undo the effect that she was a married woman. That's just impossible to undo that effect. You can by land, you can remove all of the qualifying pieces, and then it'll go back to its unqualified state. But it comes out like this: that what's really the machlokas now between the Rambam and Rashi? In other words, so we're concluding that Rashi is looking at Rishus HaYochid as the pristine, right, as the absolute, and then everything else is degrees of Rabim. And we're saying that according to the Rambam is the opposite way, that the definition of Rishus Rabim is an absolute, and everything else is just degrees of qualification. But can we explain what that machlokas is totally on? I mean, it seems to be a general question in this area that the Rambam, there seems to be a general basic machlokas over here between the Rambam and Rashi and how you're defining Rishuyos. That Rashi seems to be focused on Tashmish. That the Tashmish is what defines it. And therefore, in terms of Tashmish, Rishus HaYachid is an exclusivity of Tashmish. If you're going to look at it in terms of Tashmish, then I think then I think Rishus HaYachid is an absolute. Okay? Then Rishus HaYachid is an absolute.
The absolute not.
In other words, a Rishus either then Rishus HaYachid is defined as an exclusivity of Tashmish.
You can't have that in degrees.
Can't have that in degrees.
More exclusivity or less exclusivity.
There's a question of how Yachid you are, being you yourself.
No. So therefore, he holds, and he holds that the tashmish of a yachid is defined by the mechitza. So let's leave that slide for a little while. But just in terms of idea-wise, it seems like he holds that land has to knows land. How does land get a character? I understand the kli, because I make a kli, I can give it a character. I can take a rock and I can be mechavin that it's, I can define it as a nut cracker, because it's under my it's like a kli. But kli means something that I'm forming with my das for a purpose. It implies a certain amount of control over defining the thing. But karka is really. Karka Olam, it's not subject to. And the question is, how does it become defined as a with a certain type of a quality? It's the ultimate expression of non-kli. Karka is the opposite, is the greatest opposite. So it seems Rashi holds is defined in the same type of sense, but by actual tashmish, not by. Not by kavana satashmish, but by actual tashmish. So the mechitzos are like a tashmish of the karka. The mechitzos is a part of the mechitzos, the presence of mechitzos. This is all sort of, you have to understand what I'm trying to do now. I think what I'm saying, the basic point what I'm saying, I think is true. I'm going to try to, extend it now just in sort of a hypothetical way. So I just want to see if we can follow this idea to its fullest. Mm-hmm. You might have to backtrack a little bit at some point. But it seems to me now like for Rishus HaYachid, maybe that's why Rashi holds you need those mechitzos. Because the mechitzos maintain the tashmish of the Yachid. The mechitza is something that you do, let's leave that go. The mechitzos are defining the tashmish yachid. Let's leave that for now. But, and so too, by the rabbim, there has to be a presence of the rabbim. Now it's the tashmish of the yachid is exclusion. That is his tashmish. He doesn't have to actually be sitting there drinking coffee. His tashmish is exclusion. Okay? But the tashmish of the rabbim is their presence. So therefore, once you don't have exclusion, now you've lost Rishus HaYachid completely. Mm-hmm. Okay?
What do you mean by tashmish?
Use. Actual use.
And what are you excluding?
So if it was just like put in towards the rabbim, so why that wouldn't be use?
That would not be use. Mm-hmm. Potential, the Rashi does not hold from potential.
But for the Yachid exclusion...
The yachid, the walls are an active exclusion. That's a constant active thing. It's like him standing there kicking people off his land.
It's exclusion of the rabbi?
It's exclusion of everyone else. I know I'm talking about a case of like mechitza, but it's true, it applies to all, halachically, any type of mechitza qualifies. But the mechitza is like a guard. It's like a constant presence. You don't need the presence, you don't need the person's presence there. You just need a presence of an exclusion. No, it's now it becomes an exclusive area.
Yeah.
But that there's a there's no it's, what I mean by tashrish is I mean a let me maybe redefine. I mean a present expression of the thing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Not like when I take a rock and I say it's a nutcracker. That all happens in my mind. Right. That just happens in my mind. There's no present expression of that. Right. But for Rishus, I can do that because I can take it. There's an idea of a kli. And that's what a kli is, something that's muchan and designated for a certain tashmish. But by karka, Rashi seems to hold, you need a present tashmish. No, it's since I can't take the karka and control it and define it just through my intention.
You have to actually control it. You have to actually remove it from other people's tashmish.
That's right. It has to be, it's only Rishus HaYachid because it's actually exclusionary.
It's not a matter of nicker. It is function. It's
not a matter of nicker.
You're actually removing it from the...
It's sort of like the intelligence and the intellectual and the intelligible. You know what I mean? It only exists when it's being actualized. Right? An idea doesn't exist unless it's being thought of in the mind. Another thing is an idea in the mind unless the mind is thinking about it. So, it's not because it's nicker in the mind, that's just it's not present. An idea is not present unless you're thinking about it. Right? An idea is not present in your mind unless you're actually contemplating it. It's not there. Right?
You have to actually be excluding.
Yeah, so mechitzos are exclusionary. That is a present tashmish. It's like having guards standing around it and excluding people.
So the karma, right? Which
opens
doesn't
the door to the machlokas and the...
Is that a pun?
It is, it's true.
I was diverted by the pun.
Yeah.
No, which machlokas?
Oh,
okay. Oh, I see. One second. So, and Rishus HaRabim is so that's why he's saying it loses its shame of Rishus HaYachid because the tashmish is gone. Right? But it hasn't yet gotten the tashmish of Diglei Midbar unless there's actually a presence there. Now, in terms of being... In terms of a positive, since Tashmish is, the present Tashmish of the Yachid is gone, once there's missing a wall, right? Now you have to look at what is the actual Tashmish. So it's only when the actual Tashmish, in other words, there's two types of Tashmish. The Tashmish of a Yachid is exclusionary. That can be defined by the structure, right? Then the other one is just a question of what's present. So if it's Hiluch that's Talmud, then you have the proper actual Tashmish of the Rabbim.
What about Yar?
So the Yar doesn't have the Tashmish of Yachid because it's not exclusionary, but it doesn't have the actual presence of the Tashmish of the Rabbim Todir.
So it seems to be completely neither, right? You know what I'm saying?
I hear. It does sound like we're sort of backtracking a little bit from what we were saying before, but it is. It's true. It's a refinement. It's a refinement of what we were saying before. But the point is, the refinement is like this, that only Rishus HaYachid, since everything is a spectrum of Tashmish, okay, but there's intrinsically a difference between the Tashmish of Rabbim and Tashmish of Yachid. Tashmish of Yachid can be expressed by an exclusionary factor. Okay, Mechitzos is a Tashmish of Yachid. You don't need anybody there for it to be a Rishus HaYachid, right? Because you have the exclusion existing, right? Now, once you don't have that, there's no degree to that. There's no realm of degree of exclusion. Right, but once you don't have that, now it's just a question of boots on the ground. How many boots are on the ground? That's all. That's open to a million levels, an infinite level of degree. You just have to make sure that it has presently there the degree that you need. It's still open to degree, whereas Rishus HaYachid is not. That's all. That's all we need to say.
It really is amazing how like we know simple.
Now, 1 second. But the Rambam seems to hold... So the Rambam is solving the problem a different way. I'm trying to say that there's a problem. How do you define karka? So Rashi says you got to try to define it in the same way that we define kalim, but it's not going to have an adhering shame of designation. It has to be actual. Whereas the Rambam apparently holds you define it just by roi. It has a different way of defining it. He has to give up that whole other type of definition is gone. Now it's going to be completely defined by roi, just potential. And in terms of potential, the absolute is going to be Rishus HaRabim. And everything else is a limitation of potential. So I think it fits in. If you're going to learn Tashmish, then Rosh Hashanah Yachid is the absolute, and everything else is just degree. And if you learn potential, then Rosh Hashanah Rabim is the absolute, and everything else is degree. In other words, I can ask you a powerful question on Rashi. I will. Okay? Why does Rashi have to say people travel through the Yar? Why does he have to say that? Just say the Yar is empty. Right? Just say the Yar is empty. Why does he have to say people travel through it? Would it be less of a karmelus if nobody traveled through it? Apparently it would be. In terms of the idea, he still wants to say karmelus has the idea of, even though it's the chiddush, even though it's partaking of the same tashmish as Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's not to the degree. He doesn't want to take an empty spot, because that's not as big a chiddush. In a chanami, if it's completely empty, it's also karmelus. But the chiddush is that Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not. That Rosh Hashanah Rabim is subject to the degree of Hilach HaRabim.
You're completely empty spot. Why would Rashi say that? So how does that affect the excluding.
It doesn't need the quality of Rosh Hashanah Rabim to be common. It doesn't need it. He's saying even though it has Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's still not the proper shear. That's the Chiddush. So Lamaskana, according to Rashi, though, in Hilchos Shabbos, all you have is the two extremes of Tashmish. You have the Tashmish of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the Tashmish of the proper shear of Tashmish of Rabim. Everything else is karmelus. Because it's simply, but in idea, what is karmelus? It's absolutely not a Rosh Hashanah, it's intrinsically not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's not expressing that at all. And then, even if it has Drisus Rabim, it's not the full expression of Drisus Rabim. Doesn't need to be expressing Rabim to be a karmelus.
You're saying according to Rashi, you could have a Rishus, but it would just have to be defined in
the Rishus. Rashi just explained the shame, saying the shame comes from the fact that the shame is telling you. And he's trying to say, what is the shame conveying? The shame is conveying that the idea of Rosh Hashanah Rabim is a certain shear of Tashmish. Exclusion. In other words, what Rashi is trying to show you is that Lamaisa, there's no difference between partial Tashmish and no Tashmish, but in terms of karmelus. But he doesn't want you to. But you have to realize that no Tashmish doesn't mean exclusion of Tashmish. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is exclusion of Tashmish. And Rosh Hashanah Rabim is the proper Tashmish. Everything else is going to be the same, Lamaisa. But the shame karmelus is coming from the fact that it's showing you even a partial Tashmish is not the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Question. No, I think that's a good question you're raising. That's not what I was referring to. It was almost like the mouth of a volcano. So I would say that there's a difference. That could be not a. It would be an interesting question, because that would be a category that doesn't exist. It would be exclusion of all Tashmish. Shusha Yachid is the exclusion of Tashmish of the Rabim, but it's a Makom Tashmish. If it's not a Makom Tashmish at all, it's just completely. It's not a Makom, like quicksand, not a Makom Tashmish at all, then an Echanami, that might be a Makom Patur. An Echanami. Not a makom tashmish. How does Rashi describe a makom patur? He says not a makom.
Why would that be an underwater?
Well, people do go there. It's just hard to get to.
Ain't
no question of reshus la'atzmo. That's a good question. If it's completely uninhabitable, what would it be? I don't know. It's a good question. Right. No, it dies like this. That midoraisa, it's nothing. Right, midaraisa, Rashi would say it's nothing. There's no shame karmelus midrabanan. But the Rabbanan wanted to make gzeira for Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? So they said even something that partakes of Rosh Hashanah Rabim is usher. Right, and that's where the name derives from. It's the fact that it's partaking of it. Right. But lemaisa, the only way they could define it is by its shiurim. They didn't define it by lemaisa. It's defined by. It's true. That is a sticky point according to Rashi. I agree. Lemaisa, the way you're going to define a karmelis, is strictly by its dimensions. It is a funny point, right? You have to switch over to because, but that's just because there's no shear that you could. What shear are you going
to
pick?
It's funny because it doesn't have to do with tashrish.
Because now it doesn't have to do with tashrish. Now it's going to become, but it's only usher. The reason why it has the term karmelis is because it's only usher because it's domet to rishus harabim. In a certain right, if it, the mouth of a volcano, it never would have made xeron.
Right.
But since a yar is like a rishus harabim in a certain way, so therefore they made the xera. We have to see in the xera. This is an interesting point to keep in mind. Why does it have the chumras of both? Why does it have the qualities of both? In other words, what is karmelis really for? Is it really to stop you from being over rishus harabim? So then why can't you go from rishus harabim to it? Right.
Are you saying